Welcome to BIX Tech in 20, the podcast that brings you the latest news and trends in the world of technology. Presented by BIX, a leading tech company at the forefront of innovation, this podcast will be your new favorite source of insight. In today's episode, we'll be focusing on APIs, aka application programming interfaces, and how they can help boost profitability by helping telcos create new partnerships. We are joined by Kenneth Hardat, telco strategy lead at BIX. Kenneth has 15 years of experience in telecommunications software solutions and has been at BIX for nearly a decade. Welcome, Kenneth, and thank you for joining us today. First things first, what's an API and what value do they bring to companies?
An API stands for an application programmable interface. And this is typically a medium which is used in the software ecosystem. So here we talk about how a program communicates with another program. What is the link with telcos in general? So telcos have been delivering services for the past decades quite slowly. They are still following legacy procedures, and this is impacting, of course, the delivery of certain services and products. For enterprises which are very on top of digitalization, this is, of course, a big issue and a big constraint, because these enterprises, they are expecting services to be very accessible immediately and dynamically. So it's important that telcos open up their services and they provide their services via open APIs.
Why are APIs beneficial to telcos specifically?
Well, there are multiple reasons why a telco will benefit from it, both from an operational perspective as from the top line revenue perspective. First of all, there's a digital transformation. And while this is a term that has been used quite often in the past, the reality is that many telco operators are still lagging behind in this aspect. And true digitalization will enable the telcos to become more efficient in their daily operations. So it is a key driver to simplify the operations of a telco. And next to that, there's also the demand side and the revenues. So telcos today, they truly have powerful assets, but unfortunately, today they are unable to plug in into the software ecosystems. And this is problematic for the vertical industries, which have strict automation and on-demand service requirements. And it's exactly these industry verticals who want to make the life of their customer as easy as possible. And if a telco succeeds in overcoming this obstacle, it will be capable of addressing new businesses and hereby capturing new growth opportunities. So therefore, it's critical that a telco successfully transforms itself and enables growth while maximizing the efficiency of its operations.
Can you give us some examples of new partnerships that telcos can implement with APIs?
Well, of course, partnerships are a very key aspect in order to deliver telco API services. I give an example of a domestic opportunity for a telco player there. A telco player may try to seek for a partnership with the financial institution, a bank in this case, and this bank may seek to reduce financial fraud. It will try to mitigate fraud. And the telcos, in that respect, can offer great value because they can offer certain functionalities with regards to number verification or SIM swap detection, and hereby enabling a bank to reduce and mitigate fraud. And this is really critical on a domestic level. Now, the opportunity also spans beyond the domestic level, covering international players, global banks, addressing the whole world. And there, it's important for telcos to also address these type of opportunities. Because from a bank perspective, a bank will not want to seal agreements with each of the telcos worldwide. No, a bank will want to seal one agreement with an aggregator. And that is where telco players will need to seal agreements with aggregators who can bring massive reach to the telco player and which can enable new opportunities from an international aspect.
Are there any issues around the use of APIs from telcos?
If you look at the telco APIs, there are two key challenges. The first one is standardization, and the second one is global accessibility. If you speak about standardization, so there, of course, it's the goal that application developers can access the API services very easily and with minimal effort. And that is where there's standardization required throughout the telco community. So all type of services need to be delivered in a very similar way, following the same API structure. And that should enable application developers to easily integrate with the telco services. So that's the first point. And if you look at the second point, which is global accessibility, and that's more a go-to-market challenge. Today, telco operators are typically addressing their domestic market. They are addressing their domestic enterprises. But many of those telcos, they lack the international reach. And as you may know, there are many strong and powerful enterprises which are addressing the globe. Telcos, they also need to offer services to those global and very powerful players. And that's the second challenge for those telco operators, how to reach those strong enterprises.
So how can telcos address these concerns?
Well, of course, standardization requires cross-industry collaboration. And here we talk about all the telco players collaborating with each other and defining standards in order to make their services available to everyone worldwide. So today there are already multiple initiatives. We have the GSMA Open Gateway. We have the Camara initiative. And these are key collaboration initiatives initiated by the telco operators to really address that challenge and to define a standard so that it can enable users of those APIs, such as enterprises, to start using those services on a global scale. So that's extremely important. And I believe the operators, they also understand this. And that is why they are all collaborating to this common goal. Next to this, you also have the global accessibility. So of course, today the ecosystem is not yet fully formed. It's an emerging ecosystem. And there we will have different ecosystem players like aggregators, but also marketplaces. So there, in order for a telco to become successful, they need to partner with those aggregators or marketplaces so that they can expose their services on an international level to reach all the enterprises who are interested in benefiting from those services.
What trends do you think will shape APIs in the near future?
When looking at trends, it's important to look at the short-term trends, but also the long-term trends. And when you look at trends within the telco environment, open APIs is definitely one of them. And if you look at the short-term opportunities, today we mainly see opportunities in banking and financial sector, where you have fraud prevention services, which are accessible through open APIs. But in the long term, we also expect the same evolution towards media and entertainment, towards healthcare, towards the manufacturing vertical. So we expect the opportunity to expand. And this is also sized by McKinsey. So they estimate the opportunity to be worth $300 billion by 2030. So this is very significant. So it's very important to also focus on the long-term aspect, which is global connectivity, quality on demand. And that's where, of course, other verticals such as media and entertainment will benefit from such services.
So that's all for today. Thank you to Kenneth for sharing his expertise with us. If you want to find out more, head over to bix.com. And in the meantime, please hit subscribe. We look forward to catching up with you at the next episode. Thank you.